The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Oh, hello. Thanks for clicking on me again. Have you ever wondered where the phrase Bloody Nora comes from? Well, I have. It's always intrigued me, so I found out and I can now share the story with you. Bloody Nora was originally called, funnily enough, Nora. She was the maid of the wealthy Duke Waddingtonshire in the 17th century. She earned the name Bloody Nora after she killed a servant of the Duke with, amazingly, a stick of celery. When the Duke caught her repeatedly slapping the bloodied corpse with the stick of celery, he shouted, "Oh dear, you're all bloody, Nora." And after beating her, banished her to a basement cell for 3 years. When the 3 years was up, the Duke set her free, but Nora insisted on working for him again, so reluctantly the Duke gave her a job cleaning the stables, only to find 4 days later she'd killed another servant, this time with a kettle. When the Duke found her once again maiming her victim with the dented kettle, he cried, "Oh, bloody Nora!" and grabbed a horseshoe in an attempt to kill her. After a long struggle, Nora escaped and left the battered Duke cussing to himself, "Bloody Nora." The expression came from the Duke himself, and he would tell the story of Nora to all he knew and would always refer to her as Bloody Nora. As the Duke aged, he grew senile, and he could be heard mumbling and talking to himself and shouting, "Bloody Nora!" As people around him still saw him as a respected figure in the community, they all started saying Bloody Nora as well, as they all thought the Duke had invented a new cuss word. That's where it comes from. Blinkin' heck! Oh, maybe we'll save that for another day.
The Odd Pod!
Odd Pod.